Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orlando Peñat. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Orlando Peñat. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Luplau. Batting third. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tony Martinez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. And now, play ball. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davalillo scores. Luplau moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball four. Luplau moves to third. Francona moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn takes first base on ball four. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Luplau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian strikes out. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peña fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo takes first base on ball 4. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Luplau hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Causey reaches second base with a double. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Adcock strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Luplau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Grant covering, for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 1 in the game. Essigian hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0 for 1 in the game. Simulai hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 1 in the game. Grant strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davalillo strikes out. Two outs. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Luplau hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Orlando Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a fly ball into right field. Luplau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn strikes out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. the Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Romano hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 2 in the game. Alves hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simili. Alves reaches second base with a double. Tony Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez strikes out. Two outs. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 2 in the game. Grant hits a fly ball into right field. Simili settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 2 in the game. Essigian hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Hauser pinch runs for Chuck Essigian. Gino Simili is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simili is 0 for 2 in the game. Simili hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Jimenez pinch hits for Orlando Pena. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco now playing left field. John Wyatt now pitching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davalillo strikes out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Luplow hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 3 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 3 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 1, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.